English Reading Practice, Exercise 26, Presentation Skills Course, Part 4 of 28, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin our reading. How to conquer fear with preparation. Fear of public speaking affects some speakers more than others. But regardless of the level of experience a person has had, thorough preparation can have a massive impact on reducing the anxiety level. To see how, let us first analyze what we mean by thorough preparation. What is preparation? Gathering together a bunch of material and arranging it in logical order? Much more than that. For a presentation to be truly effective, your preparation should involve real digging for gems of knowledge or instruction that have an effect on you. Then you apply your own mind in assembling and arranging these key thoughts and coming to conclusions and convictions you can impart to your audience. With that kind of preparation, your presentation will be memorable. Quality information. Research and gather quality information to include in your presentation that makes you excited and eager to share. If you feel that way about what you are going to say, you can be sure your enthusiasm will rub off on the audience. So learn how to use the internet as a main research tool. This means more than just popping a few words and phrases into Google and checking the first results page. Learn how to really search the internet. There are certain little-known tips and techniques you can use to quickly unearth a wealth of fascinating, fresh, interest-arousing information that will have your audience riveted and shrink your fear of public speaking. Just spend a little time educating yourself on how to do a deep search on the internet. To get started, enter the following keywords in Google. Best web search tips and tricks. You will find some excellent websites offering numerous search tips to make your preparation time really productive. Become an internet search expert. Preparation and pondering. Don't rush preparation. Learn to ponder over your subject. True, a speech can be hastily prepared in an emergency, but if you have a date to work towards, look at the subject early and give the thinking processes time to meditate and dream. Sleep on it. As the days go by, thoughts will come into your head related to the subject. Ideas, illustrations, suggestions may come to you at odd times. Note them down. Just plant the seed, the main subject, in your head early on, and allow that amazing thought factory, your brain, do its work. Extraordinary facts. When gathering material, keep on the watch for extraordinary facts about ordinary things. This kind of information adds spice and interest to your presentation. It also has an effect upon you, the speaker, making you eager to want to present the information, because you know the effect it will have on the audience, thus overpowering any fear of public speaking. Create a reservoir. Collect far more information than you intend to use when preparing a presentation. Then, when you have this great reservoir of facts and knowledge in front of you, you can start to select and choose the best for your presentation. The greater the pool you are selecting from, the greater the likelihood your presentation is going to stand apart from the norm. Additionally, this kind of preparation will give you a sense of power. You will know much more than you are able to impart in the allotted time. You will be an authority on the subject, and it will show. Standing up in front of an audience with hastily prepared notes or little or no preparation can be a daunting scenario. However, when a speaker is so thoroughly prepared that he or she becomes an authority on the subject, armed with a bristling array of interesting facts and information sure to enthrall an audience, fear of public speaking will rapidly recede into the distance. Next, five preparation techniques you need to know. Well, that concludes the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now, and build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.